Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we are learning Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Gimel. The Perek begins, Vayashkim Yehoshua Baboker. Yehoshua woke up early in the morning, and the people journeyed from Shittim, where they were camped, and they came to the Yarden, Yehoshua and all of the Bnei Yisrael, and they slept there overnight before crossing. What date is the crossing of the river? The time had come for the Bnei Yisrael to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe died on Zayin Adar, and after the Shloshim period, the 30-day mourning period, which ended on Zayin Nisan, Yehoshua declared 3 days of preparation. The people journeyed to the bank of the Yarden and waited until the morning, which would be Yud Nisan, the 10th of Nisan, at which point they would cross over the river. And it was after the 3 days of preparation, the officers went through the camp. They commanded the nation, saying, when you see the Aron, Bris Hashem, the Ark of the Covenant of God, and it is going to lift up, and the Kohanim and the Levium who carry the Aron, Bris Hashem, then you shall journey from your place, and you shall follow after the Aron. However, they are warned, the people are warned to keep a distance of 2,000 amos exactly between themselves and the Aaron, and they should not come closer. And that is Pasuk Dalet. The Pasuk says, Ach rachok hihi abeinechem uveinav. There shall be a distance between you and it of 2,000 amos. The word uveinav, between you and it, can also be read as quoted by Rashi, explained by Rashi, Beis Aronot Hayu. There were actually two Aronot, two arks. What does that mean? Shal Shechina, the Ark of Bris Hashem, the covenant of God, the Ark of the Shechina, and then the Ark of Yosef, that coffin, that Aron that carried Atzmos Yosef, Mahalchen Yachad. Rashi says to Pasuk Dal that the Ark of the Shechina and the Ark of Atzmos Yosef journeyed together before the people. Pasuk Hey, and Yehoshua says to the people, prepare yourselves, tomorrow God will make great wonders in your midst. And Yehoshua further tells the Kohanim, those who carry the Aron Bris Hashem and pass before the people, they shall carry the Ark of God and before the people. Hashem tells Yehoshua that on this day, Hashem will begin to make Yehoshua great before the eyes of the nation. And everybody will know, Ki kasher ha-yisi im Moshe, eheya imach. Just like I was with Moshe, Hashem promises to Yehoshua, so too I will be with you. Command the Kohanim, the carriers of the Aron Bris Hashem, to say, when you reach the edge of the waters of the Yarden River, what should the Kohanim do? B'Yarden Ta'amodu. So you have an image, imagine this image in your head. You have millions of people waiting to cross the Yarden River under the tutelage of Yehoshua. Moshe has died 33 days ago. They have just lost their greatest leader, and they are preparing for this unbelievably momentous, impactful event of crossing the Yarden River. The Kohanim are told to stand at the edge of the Yarden, right in the water. And Yehoshua says to the Bnei Yisrael, come close and listen to the words of Hashem your God. With this you will know that the living God is in your midst. He will chase out from before you the seven Canaanite nations. The people surely must have been afraid. They were a slave people, and then they spent 40 years wandering through the barren desert. And at this point, they are leaving the existence of miracles and going to an existence where they will depend on Teva. They will have to fight, they will have to plant, they will have to sow, they will have to settle the land, they will have to chase out the inhabitants. The Almighty, of course, will be with them, but they will need to rely as well on their own power and their own strength, knowing it is Hashem who is always behind them. And so Yehoshua reassures them right before they cross the Yarden River. Hashem will smote the Canaanite nations before you. Hine Aron Habris Adon Kol Haaretz. Behold, here is the Ark of the Covenant, the master of all the earth. Over Lefnechem Bayarden. The covenant, the Ark of Covenant will cross before you, and you shall take for yourselves 12 men, one man per Shevet. And when the feet of the Kohanim rest in the Yarden River, may HaYarden Yikaresun, the waters of the Jordan River will be cut off, and the water that descends from above will stop flowing. And Rashi on this Pasuk at Gimel explains, Kishayerdu Hamayim, as the water flows down, it will be cut off where the Kohanim are standing. Ve'enam Yardim Misham Ulamata. It will be unable to flow further downstream. Actually, the water will gather and pile up layer upon layer. And sometimes we become too used to the stories and the narratives in Tanakh, and they lose their impact. But if you close your eyes for a moment and imagine the scene, this is an unbelievable miracle that is about to occur to the people here. They are all standing on the banks of the Jordan River. The river is before them, just like Yam Suf was before them 40 years prior. Yahushua commands the Kohanim and Leviim who carry the Aron of Hashem. We also have Atzmos Yosef standing there, and they put their feet into the water. When the time of the crossing comes on 10th of Nisan, Nisan is a month of miracles, Nisan, Nisim, it was the month of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it will be the month of crossing into Eretz Yisrael. The waters will pile up almost like a wall. Unbelievable. And when the feet of the Kohanim, continuing in Pasuk Tesvav, will be dipped into the edge of the water will overflow, but it will stop in its tracks. And they stood still. Amayim hayardim milamala kamu neirachad. The water that descended from above rose into one mound, and the people crossed opposite Yericho. And the Kohanim remained standing in the dry riverbed in the Yaradin until all the people crossed the Jordan River. Very, very beautiful. We lose sometimes appreciation for the miracles that God does, that he performs for our people. But if we imagine the scene, we can but attempt to appreciate the extent of the nes of the crossing of the Yaradin River. I would like to touch upon the fact that Rashi tells us that there were two Aronot, Beis Aronot Hayu, Shal Shechina Vishal Yosef. Here we have the imagery of the Ark with Atzmus Yosef right next to the Aron Bris Hashem. In what merit did Yosef merit having his bones returned to Eretz Yisrael for Kivura Yisraelit be'Eretz Yisrael? There's a very powerful Medrash Devarim Rabbah 2:8. And the Medrash says, Amar Lefanav, Ribono She'ola, Moshe said to the Master of the World, Atzmosov shel Yosef nichnusu la'aretz, va'ani eini nichnas la'aretz? Moshe Rabbeinu comes to God with a taina, with a complaint, kaviyochel, and he says, the Almighty, I don't understand. The bones of Yosef are going into Eretz Yisrael, and I am not going into Eretz Yisrael. We know, of course, that Moshe was told he could see the land, v'shama lo ta'avor. Before his death, he is told, you will not pass over, you will not cross into the land, not in life and not in death. And Moshe does not understand, why does Yosef merit to be buried in the Holy Land, but I, Moshe, do not? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Almighty says, Misha hoda ba'artzo, nikbar ba'artzo. He who acknowledges his homeland, and let us not forget that hoda also means to give thanks, not only to admit or to acknowledge. Misha hoda ba'artzo, nikbar ba'artzo. He who admits or acknowledges and gives thanks for his land will be buried in his land. Umisha lo hoda ba'artzo, but he who does not admit or acknowledge his homeland, ain't a nikbar ba'artzo, will not merit to be buried in his land. What on earth does Ribbono Shel Olam mean when he tells Moshe, and he implies that Yosef is Moda Ba'artso, but Moshe, when he tells Moshe, I'm sorry, what does Ribbono Shel Olam mean when he tells Moshe Rabbeinu that Yosef is Moda Ba'artso, but Moshe is not? Yosef hoda ba'artzo minayin, says the Medrash, where do we know that Yosef acknowledged his homeland? Givirto omeres, ru'u hevilanu ish ivi letzachik banu eshes potifar. By the attempted seduction of Yosef in Perek Lamites of Bereshis, after Yosef flees and runs away from her, he is not seduced, he manages to overcome his Yetzer Hara, as the Gemara powerfully tells us in Masecha Soda. After he runs outside, she says, look, they brought an ish ivri, a Hebrew man, to make a mockery of us, velo kafar, and Yosef did not deny. He was a proud Hebrew. He did not deny his heritage. He did not deny his land, even though he was sold at the age of 17, despite the tribulation with which and the circumstances with which he was sold. He was proud to be a Jew, and he said, you're right, I'm an Ivri. And furthermore, he says to the Sar HaMashkim when he is in prison in Perek Mem, Gunov gunavti me'aretz ha'ivrim. I have been kidnapped from the lands of the Hebrew. V'gampolo asisi mu'uma. Even here I have done nothing. Not only do others identify him as an Ivri, he identifies himself as an Ivri. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam to Moshe, Nikbar ba'artzo, he will be buried in his land. How do we know Yosef was buried in his land? And here the Medrash quotes one of the final psukim of Sefer Yehoshua, Ves Atzmos Yosef, and the bones of Yosef that were brought up from the land of Egypt, Kavru b'Shchem, were buried in Shchem. And here in our Perek Gimel, with Rashi to explain, they were Beis Aronot, we see that Yosef is Zocha to cross over the Jordan River. her. However, by Moshe, the Medrash continues, Hashem says to Moshe, At shelo hodeis ba'artzecha, you, Moshe, did not acknowledge your land. Ein atah nikbar ba'artzecha, you will not merit to be buried in your land. Ketzad, how can we say such a thing? Where do we see that Moshe denied his land, if you will? Binos Yitzro, almost, if you go to Perek Beis in Sefer Shemos, the daughters of Yitzro come home and they say to their father that day, they came so quickly home from the well. Usually they stay longer at the well. The other shepherds bother them and make their job more difficult. And it takes them longer to come home. And one day they come home very quickly. And Yisro says to them, how did you come home so quickly today? And they answer, Ish Mitzri hitzilanu miyad haroim. An Egyptian man saved us from the shepherds. V'gam dolo dalalanu. He helped draw the water for us. Vayash gesatzon. And he gave all the flocks to drink water. How is Moshe identified? Ish Mitzri. An Egyptian man, says the Medrash, v'hu shomea v'shotek. Moshe heard how he was identified and he remained silent. He did not protest. He did not speak up and say, oh no, even though I live in exile, I am really a Hebrew. Lafichach lo nikbar ba'artzo. Therefore, concludes the Medrash, Moshe was not zocha like Yehoshua, like Atzmos Yosef. Moshe did not merit like Yosef to enter into Eretz Yisrael, not in life and not in death. There's a strong take-home message for all of us, of course, wherever we live and wherever we find ourselves, and for whatever reason we live, where we live, we must always know, Ivri Anochi, Re'u Hevi Lenu Ish Ivri, Gunav Gunavti Me'eretz HaIvrim, our primary identification must be with our people, with our land, and with the Ribono Shel Olam. And for this, Yosef merited to Kvura Yisraelis Be'eretz Yisrael. Thank you for joining our learning as part of the Torah Imecha Nach Yomi program. Li'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef Alaha HaShalom.